It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Can we travel close to the speed of light? And what's magic about the speed of light? Can't we travel faster than that? It turns out that there is something very strange about the speed of light. Something that provides the key to our understanding of time and space.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Congratulations, Pace Case. We did it.
We finished the Hyperbinge, and this is our celebration, this episode, the Hyperbinge.
We are celebrating with a little bit of our favorite intoxicant. And I don't know how many episodes we watched. I don't know what the total runtime was on all of this, but I can tell you it was season 1, episode 1, to season 24, episode 12. We had to skip season 9 because we couldn't find it. We watched it all in about 3 months. I challenge anyone out there listening to this to try and do that yourselves. It will alter you. Let me just say that.
And some of those alterations are for the better. Some might be worse. We'll have to see. You tell us, Pitt, if we are worse or better.
But today, what we're going to do is celebrate the end of this journey by looking back on the top 10 things we learned. The top 10 things we took away from this experience. We are going to discuss them. We are going to go through them. They are ranked in what we believe is order of importance. And we hope that you guys enjoy it. These are the fruits of our labor. Some of the fruits. Many other fruits of this labor
there
will be coming.
A lot of fruits. This is a taste of the fruits. I'm just trying to give a little context. I had 2 edibles. Clues is smoking a Pax.
And we'll see what happens. So bear with us. But this is, I think, going to be pretty fun. Even as we were just putting together this top 10 list, I was like, fuck, that's crazy. And we were having to go back and look through some of our data to see which season these things actually happened in. And it's bringing me back into the hype binge. I'm immediately transported right back to my chair in the moments we were watching these events.
And as we learned in the interview with Shoya this week, the hyper binge is like your womb, your safe place, and you are sad to have left it. She didn't say those exact words.
Now, we knew going into this that we were going to be looking into the dark seasons. That was obviously part of the hyper binge. And we were going to see racism, misogyny, homophobia, of course. And indeed, we did see those things. That was no surprise, though. The things we are going to discuss now, the things that are in this top 10 list, are things we didn't expect. Things we had no fucking idea even happened in some cases. Things that have given us such a broader understanding of the game as a whole, now that we know them. We feel these are kind of the most valuable things we have taken from it. The things that we think everyone who truly is a student of the game should know moving forward. Because, as I said, not only did I not know these things, in some cases, they changed my mind about things I thought I knew.
Wow. It also changed the way I looked at the show. I mean, should we just get into it? Should we just get into the 10?
Yes.
Coming in at number 10 was the evolution of limo exits. We now know there are 8 types of limo exits in our beloved game. You got your Grandy, your Standy, your Kringle, your Sidecar, your It Takes Two, your Aloha, your Tot, and your Blandy. I always forget that one. We had no idea when these came into the game.
And we've just become so used to what the game is like now, especially for somebody who just started watching it in the last 4 to 5 seasons. You expect all of these things. You expect that someone's going to come in a full body costume of a fucking animal or something. You expect that somebody's going to ride in a sports car or an ice cream truck. You expect these things.
You're certainly not expecting everyone to come up with a Blandy handshake and just say, hello, this is my name, bye, which is what we saw of all the limo exits in season one. But it continued pretty late in the game. The first non-Blandy in history was the first standee, first stand-up. It was performed by a player named Tina. We do not know her last name. If anybody can give us this information, please reach out to us. She was a player in season three, Andrew Firestone. And she's not to be confused with another player from that season, Tina Panis, a.k.a. Tina Fabulous. But Tina, unknown last name, came up to Andrew Firestone and said, you have to pick me tonight because I have a lot of clothing I can't return. A fun little joke. It barely even translates as a standee. You're like, is it a prepared line? And upon examination, it is. And marked a huge turning point.
And just to define the standee for you, this is a limo exit where someone comes out of the limo and has a prepared performance. That can be a line. It can be a pun. It can be a dance. It can be singing a song. Sometimes it involves props. But this is the first time we see it. Someone comes out of the limo and says a joke. Now, the joke lands flat in this case. Andrew Firestone is so rich, he doesn't understand the concept of returning clothing. So the joke does not work. But nonetheless, it was an attempt. She rehearsed this. She wrote this. Of course, that is a standee. And this, again, is the first time in the history of the entire game we see someone exit a limo and not just walk up to him, literally shake his hand and say, nice to meet you, and walk in the mansion. Season three. And that was just that, a standee. One line. How far do we have to go before we get Alex Dillon in a full-body sloth costume?
Or modern standee, Carly Wedell performing that karaoke song dressed in a full sort of princess outfit, carrying a karaoke machine, prop work.
We're just going to go through some of the first non-Blandy limo exits now. It wasn't until season 10, Andrew Baldwin's season, that Tina Wu did the first Kringle. A Kringle is when a player gives a gift to the lead. It's named after Santa Claus or Kris Kringle, who features prominently in our beloved game. Tina Wu gave him a fortune cookie that had a fortune in it that said, your dreams will become reality. This was the first gift given. A fucking fortune. The symbolism of that. Incredible to me.
Tina Wu actually made it pretty far. She made it to sixth place that season.
Was it the power of the Kringle? Probably.
We saw another limo exit. Enter the Arena, season 13, Jason Mesny. We had the last limo exit, the Omega limo, emerged from it, a woman named Shannon Bear. She was a dental hygienist, and she performed the first tot in history. She came out of the limo wearing these monster teeth, fake teeth in her mouth, took a big smile at Jason Mesny and took him out. And it was a, you know, tot related to her career of being a dental hygienist. But nevertheless, and it was subtle, you know, it was only covering her teeth. She removed it immediately. But this was our first tot we ever saw in the history of our beloved game.
And tots, of course, at this point, have a rich and diverse family of several that we've seen. Dolphin costumes, sloths, all manner of wedding dresses, Claire Crawley in a pregnant stomach, Queen Bachelorette, yo-yo. She came out in a unicorn head. All of that starts here.
Yeah, we've seen men, a couple men emerge in full body armor, including Chase and Nick this season.
And again, this didn't come until season 13. Shannon Blair breaking ground with what seems like in that moment insignificant. She wears a pair of false teeth. How could she ever know the tots that would come after that?
They knew it was something special. They gave her the last limo exit.
Well, imagine you've been doing this show 13 seasons. You've never seen anything like this. 13 seasons it took to get to that point. That was something that blew my mind. It seemed like these types of limo exits have probably been around since the first couple of seasons to me. 13 seasons before somebody throws in a pair of false teeth? Hard to believe.
Well, believe it, because it happened and we saw it in the hyper binge.
And then it wasn't until season 16, Ben Flanick as the Bachelor, that a young Lindsay Cox decided experimentally to forego riding in the back of the limo in favor of riding into the mansion on a horse. This is the first grand entrance in the history of the game. Limo exits are now complete once this happens. And she does it on a horse. The horse, as we know, is an integral part of our beloved game. There's an animal husbandry horse date on almost every season. And here she rides in on one, the animal totem of the game itself, is the first grandee.
You think the horse is the animal totem of the show?
Name an animal that's had more screen time. I dare you.
Dogs?
Not even close.
You had that dog, Molly. Molly was on the Women Tell All.
Horses have been on the Women Tell All.
You're probably right that horses are the animal that appears the most. We've seen raccoons, we've seen dogs, we've seen cows. But the image of people on a one-on-one date going on a horse has been in every season, probably.
And here we have this first grand entrance. And once that's complete, really it marks the finalizing of the modern game. By that point, season 16, you had first impression roses, you had group date roses, one-on-one roses, two-on-one dates, all of the limo exits, night one curveballs, you've got your tings, we've got Women Tell All, the episodes are 2 hours at that point, you have a live Women Tell All and live after the final rose.
You got the FIMP rose.
But to me, this moment was among the most important in the history of the game because this is the game now. When you see her coming on that horse, it's like, that's it. That's basically what you have now. Not a lot has changed, other than obviously what's going on in the pandemic.
Season 13 marks the formal structure of the game. We saw Jason Mesnick's season is the first of what we consider to be the modern era, where you have most of the limo exits. You have a bachelor who has played on the show before, which was a huge component. Before that point, the only bachelor who had been on the show before was Bob Guinea in season 4 at the beginning of the experimental era. They didn't repeat it until Jason Mesnick. And from that point until Matt James, we have only bachelors who come from Bachelorette or Brad Womack, who had been the bachelor before.
And then once you get to 16 and you see the grandee, it's every piece is in place now. And we only were able to see any of that because of the hyper binge. When you watched it all, I mean, really, this is kind of what we were able to just do to lay all of that out. And so here's the history of the limo exit and roughly how that translates to the history of the game itself. I feel like this is one of the gifts of the hyper binge. That's the hidden gift in the limo exit evolution, is really we're talking about the evolution of the whole game to its formal structure that exists now. And so it's somewhere between season 13 and then season 16 has like kind of the cherry on top with the grand limo exit.
And we also saw the first sidecar that season as well. So we had finally all 8 limo exits at that point. Speaking of the formalization of the modern game, something happened in the Women Tell All in season 13, which put into motion events that would transform the game.
Number 9 on our list of top 10 things we took away from the hyper binge is something that changed the game in a way I had not anticipated. No one actually had anticipated at that point. It's arguable that without this number 9, nothing exists today.
Ooh.
Certainly not in the expanded Bachelor universe that we now know and love.
There are children that would not exist if not for number 9.
It was something I didn't know. It was something I didn't expect. But on season 13, again, that magical season, where so much took place with Jason Mesnick, where so much took place in the formation of two-hour episodes of all the different group date, one-on-one, two-on-one date roses.
Bachelors from within the franchise.
That year on the Women Tell All, we saw the origin of... The rest of this episode, ladies and gentlemen, simply put, is one of the most important episodes we have ever done. We really get into the nuts and bolts of what happened in the beginning of our beloved game that formed what it is now. The rest of this is kind of a brief history lesson of the most important things that you need to know to have a very good understanding of what this game is, where it came from, who the players were that shaped it.
And you'll hear the rest of our top 10 revelations that we took from our Hyper Binge.
All 10 of these things are incredibly important in the development of what we now watch.
Like all of our long form bonus episodes, these can only be found on our Patreon, www.patreon.com/Game of Roses. That's where we put all of our bonus content, podcast episodes, interesting art that we found deep down in the pit.
Guilty as charged. And now we're starting to do videos as well. We had a great video interview with Pace Case and two of her friends who attended the Sean Lowe Women Tell All, and they told us all about that experience.
And we have a bunch of Gore All-Star episodes where we break down the rookie season of several of the greatest players. We have some future ones that we already know that we're going to do soon that I'm very looking forward to.
About villains and the greatest players of all time. What would a dream team look like? The 30 best players coming back to play under who as the Bachelor? Let your brain think about that for a moment and enjoy.
The trail off of enjoy sounded like you were fading into becoming a ghost in your walls again. Enjoy.
So if you want to hear the rest of our knowledge, the top 10 most important pieces of data that you should have if you want to know how and why our game works in the way that it does, just go to that Patreon, sign up, and we will see you in the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.